plenty this holiday season.
Santa was good to all of you listening to me across America. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. For those who are rattling around, you can join in the conversation. Big doings and big questions as to whether we are truly safe in this country. Was it a big wake-up call? You have no idea what I'm talking about. Christmas Day, that's when it started. A Northwest bomb plot was planned by Al-Qaeda. There was a passenger on board who had the material sewn to his underwear, in fact, as he made his way through Amsterdam and into the United States to Detroit. The suspect had more than 80 grams of PETN, basically. It's nitroglycerin related to that, and it's used by the military. Richard Reed, if you remember, that shoe bomber, that's what his nickname was, the shoe bomber, he tried to do it in Miami. It didn't happen. He had about 50 grams. This guy had 80. Could have blown a hole in the plane. So it was failed. The bomb failed on Christmas Day because the detonator was probably too small, is what they think, or it just didn't have the right kind of contact with the explosive material. So it did not happen. Now, that was one thing that happened. As a result of that, of course, high alert across airports across the United States and elsewhere across the world. So you had a second scare of a possible bomb on the same flight on 253, only it was Sunday, again, coming from Amsterdam. However, supposedly this was the result of a passenger who refused to come out of the bathroom because he was sick with food poisoning. But now the high alert, the concern, someone getting up, and all of that set off alarm bells. So FBI agents and the police swarmed the plane. It landed in Detroit just after 12:30 in the afternoon. And the pilot reported a very belligerent and uncooperative passenger who had spent an hour in the bathroom. You know what they did? Took out all the bags, lined them up across the tarmac, and went through all of them, did all of that. There were 256 passengers on this flight. So they gave an all-clear message a little time later after they interviewed him and determined he was indeed ill. However, what was the common denominator? He once again was a Nigerian passenger. As for the man who was the would-be bomber, the bombing suspect, has ties to Al-Qaeda. Now, this is the Christmas Day deal. Abdullah Muttalib is his last name, a banker's son who's turned into a Muslim radical. Even his own father turned on him, called officials at the embassy, but nothing happened. How was he not caught in the net? Here's what you need to know. He bought his ticket with cash. It was a one-way deal. He was granted a visa, not asked a lot of questions. However, he was on a list, not the real narrow watch list, which is 4,000 people, but a bigger list, still a watch list of sorts of 500,000 people. So there was concerns about him. Why aren't more questions being asked? Geez, how safe do you feel as a result of this? Here's what Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson, had to say as to what the president's response was and what would happen basically moving forward.
The database that this individual is on contains about 550,000 names, okay? A smaller database of about 400,000 of those names are what selectee and no-fly lists are drawn from. The selectee list has about 14,000, the no-fly list 4,000. So you can see the database that many government agencies enter concern into is whittled down into much smaller no-fly and selectee lists. What the president has asked for as a result of this incident are two look-back reviews. First, on our watch-listing procedures, did the government do everything that it could have with the information that they had? Understanding these procedures are several years old, did we do what we needed to with that information? And how can we revise watch-listing procedures going forward to ensure that there's no clog in the bureaucratic plumbing of information that might be gathered somewhere going to the very highest levels of security in our government. Second, obviously, we have to review our detection capabilities. The president has asked the Department of Homeland Security quite frankly, answer the very real question about how somebody with something as dangerous as PETN could have gotten onto a plane in Amsterdam. I think those are the two things that two reviews that have come directly out of this. But Jake, the president is very confident that this government is taking the steps that are necessary to take our fight to those that seek to do us harm. We're drawing down in Iraq and focusing our resources on Afghanistan and Pakistan, the places in the world where attacks have previously been planned.
All right, so there's Gibbs talking about attacks have been planned in the past, and now apparently some of the new stomping grounds, although they always were, but Yemen is another one, and obviously there has to be more done in the way of visas, I think, more controls there as to who's coming in. Ask some pertinent questions, things that all of us as Americans would be asked if we were going to another country and we were, in fact, getting a visa. It makes a lot of sense. It's not that difficult. I just don't understand that. Now, if somebody falls through the cracks then and they're clever enough, you can't 100% guarantee it. But this one, I don't know. Could this have been stopped? I'm thinking, yes, if the visa controls were tighter. How is it that so many people have expired visas in this country and yet nobody's concerned about that? Or maybe they're concerned, but still they fail to do anything about it. How difficult is that to put some of these controls in place? I mean, really? And these explosives that are pretty common and pretty dangerous are easily detectable, but the problem is the explosive device that was used by the would-be Detroit bomber, we'll call him that, contained something that was pretty easily available. It's this chemical explosive that has a long, 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 long history of terror use. I mentioned Richard Reed as the prominent example because here in the United States that would have happened. So Abdullah Muttalib had a syringe filled with liquid. The second part of the explosive concoction was used, which would have been used in the Christmas Day incident, is being tested, but it looks like it's a liquid explosive, basically. And it was the PETN was hidden in a bag right below his torso. And this is the primary ingredient in detonating cords used for industrial explosions. And you can get them. It can be collected by scraping the insides of the wire. It's a very common thing. It was hidden in his clothing. So it would have been detected most likely by the full-body imaging scanners that are now starting to make their way into airports. Some of the airports have them, but very few. The puffer machine is far and few between. Probably there they would have detected the powder, and they would have brought in those bomb-sniffing dogs maybe, or a hands-on swab would have detected that too. But, of course, Abdullah Muttalib didn't go through the full-body imaging machines in Nigeria or Amsterdam. So, but what's interesting is both airports have body scanners. The Amsterdam airport usually has a pretty good reputation for security. Nigeria's airports, yeah, there's some concern there, obviously. However, scanners were installed a year ago in that airport, and obviously he was not screened correctly. Raise any eyebrows for anybody? 800-259-5791. That and odds and ends on the flip side.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5333. 1-800-273-8305. Look for free bonus 1-2-1-3 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Hard and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Hard and Body Extract today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
What happened in the NFL? Tell you if anybody nailed the score, which is most important, I'm sure, to all of you listening. And what happened in the NFL? There's strange scenarios unfolding in sports in general, some things that happen over the holidays. If you want to throw in your two cents about the scare in Detroit, you can certainly do that. If you are traveling, make sure you give yourself enough time, because depending on the airport, boy, they're really stepping up on the screening measure, so it may take you a little bit extra. If it's seemed kind of lax and you've been able to really wiggle your way through the airport, you're probably going to be able to do that at least in the next couple of weeks. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know my two cents on this matter. Hey, be tougher on the visas. Ask more questions. Really have thorough background checks on this. And maybe you catch more in the net that you would have caught normally. And I think this guy was catchable because it was cash, 2 weeks, no clothes. And there were some signs there. And maybe there's just not enough people, and that's probably part of the deal. I guarantee when we look under the hood, it's going to be not enough people, not the right equipment. We already know the full body scanners would have made a difference. Of course, the other side of this is you're starting with somebody coming from Nigeria, going through Amsterdam, which has a reputation normally, as I mentioned, is a pretty safe passage, pretty good airport for screening people. They missed them, and then, of course, on our end, then they get into Detroit, but it still goes back to the visa process, because you have to apply for the visa to get into the United States, so more questions should be asked. Not that we shouldn't grant people visas, but why don't we ask more questions? And why aren't there ways to follow up on these visas when one expires? I mean, there's got to be a way to do this. I think that would make an incredible difference right there. We know it would have in the case of the guy in Dallas who wanted to blow up a building. Whether he would have really carried it off or not, We don't know, but he certainly had the intent was there. Luckily, somebody infiltrated his world, gained his trust, and they were able to set him up on a farcical move to try to blow up the building because he had thought he was going to somebody who was going to supply him with truly the right kind of materials, and it didn't happen. But we might not be so lucky the next time around. Detroit, it's a miracle. It is a Christmas miracle for those people, because if the device had connected, don't know how many people would have survived, don't know for sure what would have happened. Do know the materials I mentioned to you, there was enough certainly to blow a hole in that plane. All right, there were other things that happened across the U.S. and across the world, not all of them negative, ugly, and depressing. So let's lighten the load here for a second. Yes, do you believe we're doing that? Christmas time, Hanukkah time, whatever. Seems as though somebody got some presents because shopping was up. I was looking at some preliminary numbers. It's tough to gauge 100%. Really, a lot of this you do by receipts, by what stores are saying, what the sales ultimately are, and those final numbers are far from out. But it is looking like it's going to be better than last year. So holiday shopping kind of got a little bump. My theory is this, because there's negative things, because there's high unemployment stuff that people have to deal with, that even if they didn't have a lot, they were going to try to do something to give to the people around them to, if nothing else, certainly make themselves feel better and get a little bit of the holiday spirit, instead of the bah humbug, right? So the holiday shopping, the inventories, the expenses, the profit margins, you know, that's all the stuff that obviously you're looking at. Like I said, some of the hard numbers won't be there until you clear the final hurdle. But overall, retail sales from November through December 24 rose 3.6% from last year. Wow. And that's according to SpendingPulse. It's a service of MasterCard advisors. They estimate sales for all forms of payment, basically, like I was mentioning, cash, checks, credit cards, and that's how they arrive at that. And that number doesn't include sales of cars and gasoline and all that extra shopping, you know, that extra shopping day between Thanksgiving and Christmas, but it's a pretty good number, I'd say. I mean, that's, you know, over last year's 2.3% sales decline. So, you know, what is it? Why are these numbers turned around? It's an interesting thing to look at. I think it's because of, again, the situation people find themselves in, right? All right, I got a bunch of emails here, and I'm going to head to the emails. But first, let's go across the border to Sam in Montreal. Sam, how was Boxing Day?
It was, call a bunch of defensive tackles and ask them to run interference for me.
Yeah. All right. So doesn't give me a good clue there, but it sounds okay.
So some people in some the big Best Buy and Future Shop were lining up at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, because they wanted deals on TVs and stuff like that. So it was kind of colorful and some people were fighting over parking spots in malls, you know, the usual stuff. And
you know what I noticed? Well, yeah. You know what's great about you? You mentioned the TVs. It's funny, like the plasma TVs and stuff. You know what's interesting about technology? If something new comes out, you know this, Sam, you just wait a year and it's going to be cheaper. I mean, it's amazing. Like a VCR, can you even find a VCR now? And if you do, what are you paying for? Less than half of what you used to pay for a VCR.
Well, you know, the funny part is, a friend of mine, has the Game Show Network. So one time he had okay, Bob, tell him what he's won. He's won a new VCR worth $600. And I'm thinking, when was the show made? So I looked at at the end with the credits. Show was made in 1983. And I'm thinking you can't get it. I've seen DVD players, because I think VCRs are almost passe now. DVD players for I saw them on sale here for $25. You know, stuff
really? $25? Wow, yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, and also a good deal is that we beat the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Ha ha.
And, Yeah, I know. And, of course, Friday, after we recover from our hangovers, where some of us are not going to be watching ball games.
Why?
So, because for the past couple of years, the NHL has been doing an outdoor hockey game.
Oh, yes.
And this year it involves a certain hockey team of yours.
Flyers in Boston.
Right, and I was watching the hockey. I was watching the football game tonight, and they showed at halftime Mike Bilberry and whoever's calling the play-by-play standing behind the Green Monster. It took me a couple of seconds because you're so used to seeing baseball games at Fenway Park, and you're seeing the hockey rink. It's like, wow. I mean, this is going to be a yearly thing. And, of course, the people from Toronto said, my relatives said, they should have every year in Toronto. Just, and I said, why? Just because we're Toronto. Yeah, okay, fine.
I love it, just because we're Toronto. I like the hockey game. I like the yearly holiday spectacular or whatever you want to call it. I think it's a good thing. People love it. They get record amounts of people come out for it.
Yeah, not to mention, don't forget, a lot of these kids who grew up in small-town Canada, you know, played hockey, you know, before they started playing organized, they'd play pickup hockey on the local outdoor rink or pond, or now lately in the past few years, a lot of parents have been making their own outdoor hockey rinks. So like brings them back to their childhood.
Right.
And now let's get a little political for a sec. I spoke to our favorite rabbi, soon to be masters in educational administration. You know, I'm talking, you know.
Right, sure.
Okay, I don't know if you've heard what's been happening, but yesterday six Palestinians were killed. The Palestinians are saying one thing, the Israelis are saying another. Unfortunately, Steve went to a funeral today. The guy was 42 years old and had a Jewish guy. He didn't perform the ceremony, but he just knew the family, just went in support. 42 years old and had 7 kids, and he was shot by Palestinians. And I'm thinking, Steve, someone asked me this question. I asked this person this question my first time I went to Israel in like 1981. Will we ever see peace? He goes, not in my lifetime. Somebody asked me that question about 10 years ago, and now I'm asking Steve. I said, Steve, remember the question people ask? He goes, Uncle Sammy, I don't think my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great... I go, stop right there, Steve. You're making me feel old enough as it is. We'll never see peace.
Yeah, it's a sad statement, isn't it, unfortunately?
Yeah.
And he knows because he's right there in a very delicate area, no doubt. Sorry for that, certainly. Give him our best. Thanks, Sam. We'll talk to you again later this week. You have a good one. All right, coming up on the flip side, 800-259-5791, the holiday bounce. So what did you find under the tree if you had one, or the Hanukkah bush? We'll meet you on the flip side.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
All right, topping the headlines, this is maniac from Nigeria, just 23 years old, who tried to blow up a plane that was landing in Detroit. So now, in case you missed it, what will be tougher is if you're getting onto a plane to somewhere back home, etc., whatever, you're going to have to look for tighter security, I think, airport security across the board. I don't care if it's California, I don't care if it's New York, Illinois, Minneapolis, wherever. And a lot of it is the same thing, like the liquids, about what you're carrying. And also the metal detectors, keys and change and mobile phones and bracelets and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it's the obvious thing. The shoe thing is going to be part of the problem. You know, if you have coats in your checked luggage, because all coats and jackets have to go through the X-ray machine, and that could cause delay, wrapped gifts. I think these are things that everybody pretty much knows. And basically the big difference is going to be the fact, because of this high alert after this attack and then the second scare in this, on the same flight from Amsterdam into Detroit, is the fact that they're not going to let anyone go up, get up and use the restroom when you're about an hour from the destination or jumping to the overheads. Boy, it's going to make things interesting, I have to say. So new rules are going to be in place to keep passengers basically in their seats, because this is what happened with this guy, you know, getting up and fidgeting around and everything. And then ultimately it didn't detonate, or we'd be talking about a whole different thing here. In fact, I would have been on the air, I'm sure, the other day. I would have jumped on the air. So on Saturday, this is what kicked in. The new regulations as a response to the suspected terrorism incident on Christmas Day. This is the thing. They're going to limit onboard movement by passengers and the crew during the final hour of flight. The passengers have to stay seated. They're not going to be allowed to have access to carry-on baggage or to have any items on their laps. Oh, this is just ridiculous. Every time somebody who wants to do us harm comes up with something, ooh, got to take off the shoes. And now you're not going to be able to have any, so you heard I said nothing on the laps, etc. You had flight attendants on these domestic flights that were telling people this on Saturday, like a plane from New York to Tampa. They had to stay in their seats, couldn't have anything in their laps, couldn't have laptops, pillows, any of that sort of stuff. So, and then the overseas, things are going to be different there, too. And carry-on is going to be restricted to the absolute minimum or to not carry any bag on board at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're having people with significant delays, let's just say that. You know what you're going to have to do? You're just going to have to, people in America are just going to have longer vacation. Because we're going to have to mail all our stuff to whatever our destination is and have all our clothes and everything literally there waiting for us. Oh, my, oh, my. So if you want to throw out your 2 cents on this ridiculousness, go ahead, 800-259-5791. But getting off that for a second, I was talking about the fact that sales were actually up. People were spreading holiday cheer or else they were taking advantage of the discounts for themselves. Matt Johnson, you are here in this holiday because I think this is a very slow time. Even in the radio business, people take off in between Christmas and New Year's. And let me ask you this question. Of everything that you got, what was your favorite thing? Of all the spoils, because I'm sure you were spoiled beyond belief, of all the riches, embarrassment of riches of gifts, what was your favorite thing?
I did get a lot of cash, which is always nice because then you can spend it where you need to or want to. But I think of actual gifts I got was probably, my sister gave me the Essential Michael Jackson collection. It's got practically almost every song he's done that was even remotely popular. So that's probably the best gift, I think.
Oh, all right. Well, I would say that's pretty good. Good for you. And I agree with the cash thing. Cash is good. Cash is king. You roll with your buddies. You're out there having fun, whatever, or just you need to get something, and you can just get what you want to get.
Yeah. I mean, I got cash so I can have some fun with it and also get some necessities, like new rear tires on the car, because noticed in this recent snowstorm that the front ones, I got new front ones in the fall, but I need to replace the rear ones, too, so I'm probably going to pick some of those up this week.
All right, Matt's going to get some tires thanks to the cashola he got. I hope many of you had a Christmas like Matt and you enjoyed yourself and had a chance to spend time with your family and friends. Luckily for the people on that flight that we're talking about in Detroit, that landed in Detroit, those people, it was like a Christmas miracle, no doubt, that detonator didn't work. Ridiculous. To me, the visa process needs to change. It's not, by any stretch of the imagination, stringent enough, and that is the biggest part of the problem. Ask more questions. This guy had some of the signs. He was already on a list of 500,000 people. I mean, give me a break here. Again, paid cash, one-way ticket. Did we not learn anything from 9/11? Mark in New York. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good, hon. You know I was going to call.
Wow.
My Christmas is all right. I worked. I didn't get any gifts, though, not even any Hanukkah bush. I tell you, I'm really depressed.
No, that's okay. You work, so you got some money, and you're saving up your money. That's good.
Yes, I am. Let me make a couple of comments here. Some of it's going to be cynical, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because I'm probably just as upset and disgusted with, like, this, what's going on, and like you are with the rest of America. But let me just rehash a couple of points, because you know I read all of the terrorism-related books. First of all, it happened on Christmas, the most holy day on the Christian calendar. How does that escape anybody's notice that these animals wanted to do this to us? I mean, I think we ought to drop a nuke on Mecca during Ramadan just to make it even. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, you say, oh, Mark, you're falling into that old, you know, anti-Islamic trap and all this stuff. I understand that, but I'm just disgusted. You know, this could have been a really cynical way for the people who designed the X-ray body scan machines to get more of business in America, they could have said, well, how do we get somebody on the train? I know. Let's use a black Muslim from Nigeria. They'll never second guess him, even though his father called these authorities. He was on a watch list. He paid cash for the ticket. Oh, we could never go at Amsterdam because we're so politically correct. We'll get this guy through. And this way, Janet Napolitano to be clear, because he wasn't a gun owner, he wasn't a Tea Party member, he wasn't even a member of returning veterans. So he couldn't have been really that high on the terrorism watch list. You see where I'm going with the cynicism and this anger, Kate? It's just
disgusting. No, I understand.
It's just, you know, tomorrow, America, this is what you do. You sell your airline stocks, which have been on a rise ever since this. Sell your airline stocks and buy stocks in the companies that make these machines, because there's only a few airports in America, as far as I'm aware, that have these. These politicians are talking about body cavity searches now. I mean, Kate, people are not going to fly. You can't carry anything on your back.
I agree.
Hey, grandmothers now are going to have to get naked, little kids. I'm just absolutely disgusted more than I could possibly say. I mean, what is the next attack going to happen? On a train, Amtrak train, New York City subway, the elevated train in Chicago? You know, America, I don't have answers. But some of the people that write these terrorism books, they do have answers. Extra profiling, asking questions. And look, more information comes out. You're saying to yourself, you know, what's next? I mean, you had a database. You had a guy paying cash. It's like, you know, no one cares, Kate. It's just,
I agree. No one cares. How pathetic is it, Mark, that you have the database, just like we said, you had the same steps that were happening that happened on 9/11, and yet this guy wasn't stopped?
I know there's millions of people traveling, but believe me, they have databases on me. They got the traffic cameras. They know who's going where. It's almost like the conspiracy theorists will come out and say, well, you know, they wanted this to happen, you know, so they could sell the X-ray machines. I have to even believe that, too. But the point is, you know, where is it going to end? It's like they just go on and on with this. And, the greatest holiday that we have, they just keep coming. And I had a couple other topics I want to talk to, but I'm just so flustered here. It's like, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, I'm just beside myself.
I know, it's disgusting. I agree.
They kept telling us to watch out and do this. And so what are we paying the millions of dollars for the databases and the computer systems and everything else? And you're not going to go and ask somebody. I mean, foreign airports are not as strict as the ones leaving America, but they should have said something to this guy in Amsterdam. I mean, they're just letting him go. Is like Fort Hood, is political correctness going to raise its ugly head that we were afraid to maybe ask this guy twice? The cash ticket right there should have set somebody off.
I know.
Hey,
I know.
This is something here. And I know what I want to tell you. I'm not trying to be a tough guy. You know me for enough years.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who was born Jewish. He's Christian. And we were having a conversation today, and I said, you know what? I'm glad I wasn't on that flight. He goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm not a tough guy, but I've had it up to here. I said, I praise the passengers. Thankfully, they were able to do something and get this guy. Well, now we're all going to suffer because of the restrictions. I would have killed the SOB. And my friend says, well, you're a Christian. What about, I said, look, I'm going to have to burn in hell because I'm tired. I'd make an example out of this guy. I'd take a simple ballpoint big pen and jam it in his eyeball and say, you know what? Go on your way to your 72 versions and show that to the rest of the world. That's how disgusted I am. I know that when the bomb comes or something happens here in New York, and if I get taken out, you're going to laugh, say, oh, that big jerk, he was a big mouth. But they better not survive. If gun jams or something happens, you better not survive, because I will kill your ass. That's it. And Merry Christmas. I love you, Kate. Goodbye.
All right. I understand the frustration of Mark. I understand what he means. Because he was talking about the very same things that I was mentioning. What happens again now is you and I are the ones who suffer ultimately when we talk about travel, because whatever some nut job decides to do, suddenly now we are searching for that. Oop, no laptop, no luggage, no this, no that. Are you kidding me? You think that's going to make us safer? The guy had the crap put in his underwear, sewn in his underwear. You think that every day in these training camps, they're not coming up with new ways to get around the system? Of course, that is the answer. That's exactly what they're doing. All right, 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote.
All right, sadly, most of the focus of America tonight has been what happened on the flight where the terrorist or would-be terrorist was going to blow up the plane or try to blow up the plane, and who knows what would happen there. Passengers helped out. The device didn't detonate. That's the great news for all the people that were on that Northwest flight on Christmas Day. Then there was a scare on Sunday. Again, it was another Nigerian man. He was had food poisoning, was in the bathroom. That's all that amounted to, but was belligerent, was in there for an hour. And, of course, since everything happened on Friday, things have changed. No laptops an hour before you land, no getting up. A lot of crazy restrictions are going to kick into place. Again, when somebody tries something, that's when Homeland Security says, okay, we're not going to do that. Because of Richard Reed, you take off your shoes. Because of this idiot, now what you have to do is, and he's more than an idiot, this terrorist, this Abdullah Matulab, because of him, the son of a banker who, in fact, called the embassy to say he was worried about his son. He was spouting radicalized crap from his mouth, and his father was, frankly, worried about him. But nobody did anything. He paid cash. He had a one-way ticket. He had a visa. makes no sense. Red flags, red bells, alarms, whatever didn't go off. He was on a list, but it was a list of 500,000 names. So the bottom line is it could have been disastrous. And luckily it wasn't that because nothing detonated, but he had all the stuff. It just didn't happen. So the bottom line is this a wake-up call, America? I think it's more than a wake-up call. It's all the things that we have discussed on this show that we're concerned about. It's the terrorism experts we've had on that have said the very same thing. Jeff is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going this Christmas, post-Christmas?
Post-Christmas, pretty good, other than all this nonsense. It's yeah, sad.
I think someone or something was looking over that flight just because of the day.
You think that somebody what?
Somebody was watching over that flight.
Boy, no kidding. Those people that were on that flight had to feel that way. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness nothing happened and the device didn't detonate.
Or that it just wasn't those people's time for whatever it is was the guy was planning on.
Yeah, crazy.
And there's only so much we can do from our end with the airlines. Those countries that the airlines are stationed, they have to do stuff from their end.
That's right. But we can with visas. And the visas that are now controlled by the State Department, maybe they should be controlled by Homeland Security. Maybe there should be more follow-up and some questions. I mean, you know, Jeff, you and I want visas to another country. They're going to ask some questions. It's not that easy for an American to get a visa to another country. You can get them, but it's not
rubber stamped.
Well, I think
it's another country. I think it's like the UK or Canada or places
right.
like that. I think it's pretty easy for visas for that.
But even then, the UK, it's not as easy as you think. France certainly isn't easy. I mean, you can get them, absolutely, but you could be pulled aside and asked things as you send in your application. Definitely trust me on this one. So I think that process needs to change. I mean, there's something that could happen that might stop
catching people. And there's also still
people.
In the back of people's minds the political correctness about checking
That's right.
Arab or brown skin and brown hair people in the airports.
That's right.
That's all I wanted to comment about that, because there's always going to be and then you got the White House saying this is an isolated incident. The Fort Hood is another isolated incident. That football stadium Bill Cunningham was talking about, that was before your show, that was another isolated incident.
Yes, it's not. I think that the bottom line is that it all comes into the same pot. And it ultimately you're talking about some kind of either wannabe Al-Qaeda ties or this guy, it looks like definitely had Al-Qaeda ties. And the problem is there's too much of this bubbling up for eventually something not to happen. I mean, let's hope not. I certainly don't wish
and
that.
And one final comment. Every time we invent new detection methods, there's always going to be something new that they will come up to get past those detection
methods. That's right. That's right, absolutely. Jeff, you have a good one.
Thank you.
His point is well taken, and I said the same thing. There is no 100%. There is no 100%, and we know that, because it's impossible. It's impossible to say, all right, here's the answer. We're going to do this. We're going to have puffer machines in every single airport. It's going to cost $1 trillion, but I don't care. And this is exactly the rules. Here's the handwritten rules. Here's the ones we're putting in the computer. Here's what we're telling our people at TSA. Well, no. And the answer is, of course, there's no 100% on this. What you're hoping for is somewhere in the ballpark of, let's say, a good flat 90. I mean, so, you know, we can be serious and honest about this, and I don't care how good of a job someone's doing, that they're never going to have that. But we're not even at 50% as far as I'm concerned. I mean, really. I know. I've flown. You guys have flown. You tell me your experiences. I can tell you my experiences. And to me, I just see the people that I know that are not bombers that are getting searched and pulling out their belts and that are putting their strollers down a million times. And, I mean, seriously, there's just no way that any of these people are trying to carry on explosives. Why do we keep coming back to the same kind of people? And, you know, it's not that we want to be necessarily a nation of profilers, right? But at the same time, if a distinct group is constantly responsible for the same things that are happening again and again and again, why aren't you kind of looking in this direction? And I don't see the harm in that. As I said, it has happened to me because of being just an American. So I've dealt with it four different times. And four different times, actually, the people were pretty polite. They asked questions. They detained me in taking more time, etc. It was fine. I knew the game. I knew that this would happen, and I went with the flow, and it wasn't a problem ultimately. And so for those people, I would say that for people that would find themselves in this position, I don't think it would necessarily have to be a problem. It's about air safety. Who else on that plane would have been blown up? What would have happened to some of those families? You know, in Detroit, they have a very high Muslim population. Of course, not all of them have ties to terror organizations in other parts of the world. Of course not. But do you think those same people want to be on that flight so that they can get blown up by somebody who happens to be a radicalized Muslim? And the answer is, hell no. Of course they don't. So do they want more stringent policies as far as what you're looking for when people come through lines? I mean, let's be serious. And so that's the answer. I think the answer more than anything, though, is really starts with the whole visa process. The flight didn't initiate in the United States, but the person had a visa. So the bottom line is where something could have been done would have been in the visa process. So why did the checks fail to spot the explosives? That's one, because the machinery wasn't used. The puff machine, which was available, wasn't used. But more importantly, I think it goes back to the visa. All right, here's something that quickly in a couple of world headlines that we didn't get to because so much of the focus has been on the plane, and as it should be because it almost happened in our country. But several people were killed and more than 300 actually arrested in some anti-government protests in Tehran. For those who think that the protests have stopped, they have not. And this is these clashes that have broken out between demonstrators and those forces. You've got large crowds gathering for Ashura, which is a major religious observance day. And you had five people, sadly, that were killed in the fight in this lead up to what was going on. And the fatalities actually might climb a little bit higher than that. You had one person who fell off a bridge, two others who were killed in a car accident during the protests, and then one, this is the one that's bad, certainly, well, so was the other one, but the one was killed by a bullet, so it's pretty suspicious, and there are a lot of questions as to what happened here. The website of opposition leader Mousavi reported that Mousavi's nephew was killed in the demonstrations by a bullet, by a gunshot to the heart. So you tell me, you know, what's going on in Iran, you know, obviously. And there's more to this story, certainly. And you had what looked to be a peaceful demonstration that got crazy, and these were rallies against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. Goes back to the whole thing of winning the race and being president of that country once again. Trust me, we haven't heard the last of these protesters. I don't think they're going to go quietly into that good night.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.